Hi, this is Leslie Zahn. Do you ever find yourself being frustrated with your business? Do you experience hints of hesitation, days of doubt, or times of trouble? Have you ever felt like that woman in the commercial who moans, "I've fallen and I can't get up"? Well, I want you to consider the idea that all distractions are equal. As you enter June, I encourage you to revise your hours of operation to fit the season. Think about it. We have different schedules and priorities during the summer as compared to the holidays, as compared to when the kids are home from school. The lesson to embrace here is that you don't take the time off during these unique seasons. You simply revise your schedule. This awareness and the actions that you take in support of it will play a key role in how your business thrives over the summer season and every season of the year. If you are ready and willing to play full out, let's step into the summer season on your terms. Your commitment to your business is most likely a 3 to 5 year plan. I've seen it time and time again. Life-changing financial results created with consistent effort, whether part-time or full-time, over a reasonable period of time. Like in any other business, you work hard, pay your dues to build the foundation of your organization. You lead the parade. You drive the duplication process. You are the cheerleader and the one who inspires the team to reach their potential and step into their greatness. It's your business, and you set the pace. And one day, something magical happens. Through your commitment to personal leadership and your willingness and dedication to develop leaders on your team, there comes a time when your organization begins to take on a life of its own. The volume is driven by the hopes, dreams, and goals of the leaders on your team. Your dedication, mentorship, and support are rewarded through the exponential growth driven by individuals who are committed to being the best they can be. Does that dream sound familiar? I just love this profession. No other business offers us the opportunity to fulfill our destiny on our terms simply by following our dreams and helping others do the same. So what's the difference between the wannabe champions and the true champions? One difference is the ability to stay on course, to keep your blinders on, to avoid distractions. Success not only comes with your willingness to take consistent action, but your commitment to develop and expand your leadership skills. When I was in the field, a phrase that always motivated me was, "Be the leader you're looking for." It reminded me that my personal leadership skills and commitment would help me attract other like-minded people to my team. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your evolving leadership skills? Are you the type of leader others want to follow? Are you developing and duplicating leaders in your organization? Are you consistently in action, or do you go missing in action for weeks or months at a time? Jim Rohn, a favorite personal empowerment coach, liked to say, "Leadership is your challenge to be something more than average." When Jim said our challenge is to be something more than average, he confirms that leadership is our challenge to step into our greatness. It's easy to settle for average. It takes courage and commitment to strive for greatness. So as you move into the summer months, I recommend you focus on developing your own personal leadership style. And I think that more than anything else, it will revolve around the importance you put on your business, the respect you give yourself as a leader, the example you set for your team, the commitment you've given to your business in the past, and your desire to hang on to what you've built to this point. These attitudes will all play a role in how you run your business over the next 3 months. Every cycle of the year offers unique time management challenges. Summer is no different. As you step into the summer season, you have a choice. The choice is to put an appropriate focus and time towards your business, just like you do with anything else of value, or not. It's your choice. As you consider your hours of operation, simply revise them to meet your needs. Do you need to work more in the mornings? less in the evenings, perhaps more on the weekends or less in the afternoons. With the kids home from school, effective time management will be the key to finding the joy in building your business. I recommend you utilize your calendar every day and block off those hours to meet your family responsibilities, and then identify those hours when you will work your business. With a leader's mindset, you can effectively juggle your many summer activities. Your emotional foundation will rest on the importance you place on your business. If you place high value on your business, if you want to sustain it, if you want to continue to support your team and grow your volume, in other words, if you choose to work your business during the summer on your terms, then there is one surefire way to fuel the fire of commitment. Ask yourself every day, are your actions matching your words? Are you inspired every day, regardless of the season, to meet the challenges head on and bring a whatever it takes attitude to your business? And when I ask if your actions are matching your words, this boils down to the way in which you handle distractions, like summer vacation, when they present themselves. How do you keep your focus? How do you continue to put consistent effort into your business and work in tandem with the distractions? Let's take a moment to clearly define distractions. The dictionary defines distraction as something that divides the attention or prevents concentration. The definition for distraction is also something that amuses or entertains. Wow, isn't that interesting? Distractions are a mix of perceived good and bad, something that can prevent concentration as well as amuse or entertain. So as we consider some common summer distractions, I want you to remember your attitude is a choice. You can have the attitude of a wannabe champion, of course, beginning with that big sigh of irrational resignation. My business will suffer now because the kids are home from school. With vacation coming up, my husband off work, and all the activities we have planned, I just won't have the time to commit to my business. I'm going to lose everything I've worked so hard to build up to this point. But I guess I'll just have to pick it up again in the fall when things calm down. Or you can have the attitude of a true champion. I am confident I can effectively find a few hours each and every day to work my business. I deserve to continue expanding what I've built to this point. And in fact, there's no reason why I should purposefully sabotage my success or my income. I've worked way too hard up to this point, and the summer is just a season, like all seasons, and it will provide many new opportunities to meet people, share my products or service, and build my team. Summer may be a distraction, but all distractions are equal, and I can work it to my advantage because I choose to. A champion's attitude can carry you through any and all distractions. I highly suggest you write down the phrase, all distractions are equal. Post it where you will see it every day. With that awareness and commitment, you will successfully ride any wave of distraction and become unstoppable. You'll be saying, bring on the distractions. With the right attitude, nothing can keep you from your ultimate goal. And isn't that inspiring? Marianne Williamson reminds us, success means we go to sleep at night knowing that our talents and abilities were used in a way that served others. Are you convinced you're with the right company? Are you convinced your products or services are making a difference in people's lives? Are you convinced this is your time? Then make absolutely certain your actions are matching your words. The choice to be great, however you define it, is propelled by a daily commitment to being the best you can be through your actions and your attitude. With a solid commitment to success, you open the door to unlimited possibilities. Yes, it takes courage, and I am confident you are up to the challenge. Find the courage to be a champion. Don't let distractions, any distractions, stand in your way. and you will experience the joy of being the best you can be all summer long and each and every day. I wish you a summer full of family fun. I also wish you a summer full of record sponsoring, record customers, and record income. Why not have it all? You deserve it, and I know you can do it. Enjoy.